his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM, WCNO, as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. You're welcome. This is Piercing Darkness broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries. We're excited that you're tuned in this day on April the 21st here in the spring day at 1 p.m. here in the Palm Beaches in South Florida, the Treasure Coast. This is 89.9 FM, and this is Piercing Darkness broadcast. And man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly will be joining us soon. We got some great praise reports. We'd like to encourage you. Last week in Port St. Lucie at the Three Nights of Miracles, last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, God moved for his glory. The worship was intense. The word was preached. It was building a faith in this end time, prophetic time we're living in. And also the worship was really dynamic as we pressed in, and people were intimately just crying out to God, intimately seeking God, worshiping their hands up and closing their eyes, just going deeper after the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit and enriching their souls and their spirit, man. It was such a blessing to see the hunger in the faces and the people and the men and women and the children that showed up to experience that event. And also God opened a blind eye of a 15-year-old young girl. She was blind. So that was a very awesome thing that God did. And we give God all the glory for the awesome miracles that he did. He set the captives free. As the Bible says, it says, go into all the world and mark. Preach the gospel. Cast out devils. Pray for the sick. Heal the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead, and preach the gospel to the ends of the world, earth. That's what the Bible says in Mark do. And that's what we're doing in Power Evangelism Ministries. And the man of God is doing, he's preaching the uncompromising truth of the word of God with signs, wonders, and miracles following. That's what you read about in the book of Acts. And that's what we should see in the churches today and in the ministry and the crusades. And that's what we do. All of our events are free to come to. You're welcome to come. If you're struggling with something in your life, maybe it's an addiction, maybe it's depression, maybe it's something you don't even know what's going on, you went to doctors and you're like, I don't know how to get rid of this problem, or maybe an incurable disease, whatever you're facing, I want to encourage you to come to one of our services. We do deliverance, spiritual warfare, prayer services every Friday evening in West Palm Beach, and you can go to our website or call our ministry line for more information every Friday night. And also we do crusades throughout Florida, the Southeast, America, and also different parts of the world. We do crusades, we do mission trips and things to benefit people around the world to preach the gospel. And I want to encourage you to come. And every Sunday night we do have a revival service. It's in Delray Beach, Florida. And you can go to our website. The address is right on our events page. And they're all free to come to. So if you're in Stuart, you're in Jupiter, you're in Port St. Lucie, you're in Palm Bay, wherever you may be listening, or Palm Beach, West Palm, Delray, if you're listening to the sound of this radio wave and you want to come to one of our services, please come. They're all free to attend. We'd love to have you. And also, the man of God is coming. We've got some breaking news for you. We've got a great event coming up this summer, and it's our biggest event of the summer, and he's going to be sharing about that, and I think it'll really be an awesome experience for all of you to attend at the end of the summer. Your life will never be the same, and I want to encourage you. So he's going to share that news with you very shortly here. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, Apostle Ronald Solly, on Twitter also, and Instagram. And also Periscope. Periscope is a new app that came out just a few years ago. And you can watch live videos of our Bible study, the spiritual warfare services, any of the crusades. Also, when the man of God comes on to teach live, he does teaching on Facebook and Periscope. Throughout the week, once in a while, just wherever he may be in the world, he gets on there to talk to people that want to hear the gospel. And you get a live notification of that on your phone. So you can download it right on your app store and do that. And also want to encourage, if you'd like to support our ministry, we are a nonprofit ministry, and all your donations are tax deductible. So if you'd like to support us and help us continue to be on radio, help us continue to be on TV. We have a TV show on 5 o'clock every Sunday in the local area there, channel 61 or 13 on your local broadcast. And also some HD channels as well, Comcast, and I think it's Hotwire. We're on there as well. So you can awfully watch the TV show at 5 o'clock to 5:30 every Sunday, and we're on radio as well, and crusades and mission trips. If you want to support us, go to our website, the donation page. You can donate whatever God puts on your heart, and you'll get a tax-deductible receipt, and also know that you're helping us reach souls for Jesus and continue to preach the gospel. We do have some products on there you can order. They're for love donation, books, worship CDs, teachings of different things will bless you. So if you want to support us, please do that. And thank you again for tuning in every Saturday right here, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, and our ministry, Power Evangelism, as we reach souls for Jesus. We really appreciate your support. And you're going to hear a dynamic word today, great testimonies and worship. And also, you're going to be encouraged by an upcoming event we have coming in the heart of South Florida. So we'll let you know soon. Thanks again for tuning in. We're going to go back to the studio with David and the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. Enjoy the rest of this broadcast. Thank you again for tuning in to 89.9 Piercing Darkness every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. with Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What's up? Thank you all for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. We want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and is coming back soon. Prepare for his return. And the best way we can prepare for his return is to give your heart to him totally, so he finds you ready when he returns. The coming of the Lord will come suddenly, and the signs are visible. We can see them happening in front of us. And we give God glory, for the Lord is coming back soon, and he's coming back for his church. Call 561-337-9018. This is Apostle coming to you live from the studios. We'll be back after this message.
Creative miracles. I command. Oh yes, there is someone. Your right leg is shorter than your left leg. Where are you? Your right leg is shorter by your left leg, shorter than the left by an inch. Come right here, specifically. Your right leg is shorter than your left leg. Come here, quickly, in the name of Jesus. Close your eyes, young lady. What's her name?
Ashley.
How old are you? 12. Don't be afraid. God is touching you. I know you're 12. I began to seek God when I was young, and he has blessed me a lot. Lord, show this young lady your supernatural power. Cause her leg to grow in the name of Jesus. Pick up your left leg. The world got to see what God is doing. Yes, keep coming. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Keep coming. 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 Keep. Look at it come. 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 Fill the house. Look at it come. That's the creative power of God. Yes. 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 Obey. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I believe. Look at it. Look at that miracle. Look at that miracle. Give God praise. Look at that miracle. Fill the house.
There's a call of God on her life. God has a plan for her future. She's young, but with a great future. You have a gift here. It's a precious gift in your life. In the name of Jesus, more mighty things are going to happen in your life, because you came here and God has shown you his power. He's releasing grace upon your family. Favor is coming. I hear the word, doors are opening. Miracles are coming. Some of the battles you never thought will ever end, you won't even remember them. You won't even remember the enemy's name, because God is dealing with them right now. The Lord is leveling every crooked place.
fate in your life. Give me a shout of praise. Hallelujah. It's here right now. Supernatural. Another leg is growing here. Everybody pray. 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 Come, 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 come. Keep coming. 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 There it goes. It's growing. It's growing. It's growing. It's growing. Keep coming. Keep coming. Come, 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 come. Come, look at that, 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 look at that. This one was, oh my God, look at that. It's action. Holy Ghost action. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost action. Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. He still does miracles today. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible with him. If you believe, you will receive. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can call 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. We have the prayer line open. 561-337-9018. Or you can go to our website, powerevangelism.net, and submit your prayer request. We can stand with you in prayer and believe God for your miracle. Our website is powerevangelism.net. We hear another message. I'll be back.
My student loan institution that I pay my bills to, thinking that they're asking me for more money, you know, hey, you behind, pay your money now, we're gonna take your stuff, you know. So it was a pretty scary moment. But when I opened up the email, to my surprising, it says congratulations. And yeah, congratulations, big bold letters, congratulations. And I'm like, congratulations. So I kept reading, and it says, yep, your student loans is paid off. You no longer have to pay us. Thank you for your payments. And I'm just in amaze. And it wasn't $5 or $10,000. It was just over $37,000 that got us wiped off, amen? So I'd like to thank God for that. And if you, anybody here struggling with financially or have any bills, God is here. He's going to take care of it. The same way he did for me, he's going to do for you. Amen. That's the same God we serve. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. God wants to deliver you from debt and bondage, but it takes faith. And when you believe, God will do the same for you. We are in the last days. No, I'm yes. We had three nights of glory last week in Port St. Lucie, and God did mighty things. There was a girl that came there blind in one eye for 15 years. God opened her eye. Another sister came there, she had a hole, big hole in her tooth, and God filled it up instantly. And we experienced great miracles. We give God glory for that, and several other things that God did there. We cannot give up, but put our faith in him. Because Jesus still does miracles today like he did 2,000 years ago. 561-337-9018. If you have a prayer request, you want us to pray for you, to stand with you in prayer, just write us. us on that number, and we'll stand with you in prayer and believe God for your deliverance, for your hearing, for your miracle. 561-337-9018. We're going to hear some more praise reports to the glory of God.
This is my other blessing. He came about 8 months ago. Beautiful baby boy, healthy, you know, very happy baby. You know, Apostle prophesied this too. In Georgia.
The anointing is so heavy on this young lady. Very powerful, very powerful. Lord, 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 dimensions increase right now. Call creative miracles to manifest right now. In the name of Jesus. Remosunde maha yeshi in the hakutoro sito huya makatara. Rosi prokotoshi prokotoshi brahata. Rasahoshi in the hakutoshi prestanta. It's in the hakush in the hakutoshi bahasakito sito shi brahata. Receipt to receipt to receipt to receipt to hakiti yikutusa brahite to shit you to see hahite see and to suit hita seta yikutoto seta cause it to pass, Lord.
You know, Apostle prophesied this too in Georgia a year and a half ago. He spoke, I see God depositing a baby boy into your womb. And 3 months later, Dieta got pregnant, and we knew it was a boy.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. When Jesus is moving, nothing is impossible. Miracles are proof that the power of God is real. And the Lord wants to touch and deliver you when you believe. The best is yet to come. The Bible says when evening was come, they brought unto him those that were sick, and he healed them. So we see the grace of God being made sufficient in a time of need, and the Lord delivered people that were in bondage. When the evening was come, they brought unto him those that were sick, and he healed them. So Jesus is still healing people today like he did 2,000 years ago. We had to come to him believing and expecting, and then he'll do it for his glory. You can't procrastinate. We just have to believe and reach out by faith. We want to stand within prayer. You can call 561-337-9018. We'll hear another praise report.
The devil is mad because you and your family shall serve God all the days of your life. You shall never serve voodoo, but you shall serve God all the days of your life.
Satan raye ou paske ou menm avek fami ou nou dwe servi bon Dje pou tout rest.
That's a voodoo altar being destroyed in one of our services. A woman renounced voodoo. She brought the entire altar, and now I'm crushing it. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is glorified.
You better break in half. African music.
That's an altar being destroyed. An entire altar. She was worshiping and practicing has been destroyed. That's epic. That is super mega. Some people are totally bound and they gotta be delivered. This woman is from Haiti, and she was bound by demonic spirits, and she gave her life to Jesus, and she renounced the altar of voodoo she had in her home. I told her, bring it. So she brought it to the service, and I crushed it in front of thousands of people who were scared and reverenced this stuff. I said, why is the man of God doing this? Because God is delivering people from bondage, and right there in front of her eyes, it was crushed and made destroyed. The best is yet to come. If you're bound by witchcraft powers, I got some news for you. Jesus is above witchcraft. And he can deliver you today if you believe. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. 561-337-908. Call for prayer. Want to stand in prayer?
So what's wrong with the eyes?
Salgan as you.
She can't see the left eye? Which one?
Her left eyes, she can see.
Yeah.
She can see here. Close.
Okay, fermez.
The Lord is opening blind eyes. Right now, a woman with the blind eyes receiving prayer. Just open her eye.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Si!
C'est pour ouais.
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 Start singing now.
C'est pour commencer ouais, Konya.
Now begin to see.
C'est pour commencer where?
Look at me now.
Gardez-moi Konya, gardez-moi.
See me.
When?
See me.
When?
See me.
When?
Look at me.
Gardez-moi.
No. Look at me now.
Gardez-moi. C'est pour commencer where?
Begin to see.
Commencez where?
Begin to see.
Commencez where?
Begin to see.
Commencez where?
She see me, yeah.
Li when?
God open the eye.
Bon Dieu ouvre les yeux.
The blind eye.
That's what the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Copy.
Jesus opens blind eyes. Thanks for tuning to Piercing Darkness. Your disciple Sally.
The blue pants. She saw everything. She see me blue pants.
Liwa pantalon bleu.
To God be the glory. Is a liar.
Come on, dance with the Lord, come on.
I believe in miracles and I believe in God. If you don't believe, come check it out. Come witness the power of God.
Look at her face. Come on.
I believe in miracles and I believe in God. And nothing is impossible with Jesus. We're witnessing the glory of God. Hallelujah.
What is she saying? Pause.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know, because God has promised to prosper upon all flesh in the last days, one of the things that God is going to do is release his glory to experience the supernatural. And we have healing services, miracle crusades. We have a crusade coming up August the 10th and the 11th at the Kravis Center. It's going to be at the Kravis Center on the 10th and 11th of August at the Kravis Center. 7 p.m. free admission, free parking. We were there last year. We saw what the Lord did. Opening blind eyes, removing infirmities out of people. Woman received a new kidney when she was at that service. We give God glory for that. So Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he still does miracles when you believe. 561-337-9018. That's the prayer line you should call. We want to stand with you in prayer and believe God for your deliverance and your healing, because there's nothing impossible with our God when you believe. I'll lift my eyes to the hills, whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Creator of heaven and earth. So if you're watching me on social media, share this broadcast with your friends so they can tune in to the word of God I'm about to share. Now, we were looking at some prophetic insight into the times we're living in, and we saw what happened last week when Israel was facing being caught in a crossfire because Syrians are still at war. And Iranians are there propping up the Assad regime, and also you have Russians there, and the United States was cleaning up the Syrians for what they did. The shocking thing about this is the devil wants to destroy Israel. And God's not going to permit it, because God loves his people. So he's not going to permit that to happen. And we give God praise because it didn't escalate. But we know the intention of the Iranians and the intention of the Syrians and the terrorists, the Hezbollah, is to remove Israel off the map. But God's not going to permit it. So we have to pray for Israel. And also we have to understand the prophetic times we're living in, how important it is to win as many souls to Christ as possible. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, in verse 43, I'm going to read from verse 42. And when the day came, he divided and went to a lonely place, and multitudes were searching for him, and came to him and tried to keep him from going away from them. Now, here comes verse 43. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. So, he says, I was sent for this purpose. So, he has a purpose. Why he came. He came to bring souls to the kingdom. That's why he came, to bring souls to the kingdom. So souls must be saved. If the souls don't hear the gospel, then how are they going to be saved? Religion doesn't believe, you know, in witnessing souls. But we believe in witnessing souls. We are believers. So we have to witness to people so they can give their heart to Jesus. And that's what he's talking about. He must preach the kingdom of God to other cities. So he's not going to be stuck in one place. And that's what we do. Yes, we have a church in West Palm, and we meet in three locations, three campuses, but we also hold crusades and we travel to different cities. I'm going to be having a crusade in Orlando very soon. Also, I'm going to be having a crusade in Miami. Do plan to go to Miami. Can you hear me? I'll be coming there. Do plan to come back to Port St. Lucie again. We do take the power of God to different regions. I had know that the window of opportunity that we see in America and around the world is to walk through that door and witness and preach repentance and salvation. It's a miracle to see that North Korea is calling off the testing of its nuclear weapons, which are capable of traveling thousands of miles. You know, when a nuclear missile is launched, a intercontinental ballistic missile is launched, it has to go into space and then do re-entry. So that's what makes it be able to go thousands of miles, because it makes re-entry. So upon re-entry, you don't know where it's going to land. So what this guy is saying is, you know, he's calling off the tests. So he wants to meet the President of the United States next month, and they're going to negotiate on what to do. So I think there might be a window of opportunity to bring the gospel to North Korea, and also releasing the North Korean the prisoners that have been locked up there, because some missionaries go to that nation, because that nation needs to hear the gospel. But you don't know how long this window is going to be, this door is going to be open. That's why it's important to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, so God can continue to release his angels into battle to engage the enemy and position the church to the coming of the Lord. We also see events in Cuba unfolding. There's a new leader in there. Like I told you last week, we see Israel and Saudi Arabia have a ground of understanding. They have a common enemy, Iran. And we believe that that could be one of the ways the gospel could go to Saudi Arabia. Who knows? Because the gospel shall be preached as a witness, then the end shall come. And plus, with technology now, social media, people can access the gospel on their phones. I believe these are the last days. So let's look at the scripture here. In verse 44, and he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. So, what is Jesus preaching? Repent, turn from your wicked ways. So, he's doing his father's business. He's preaching the gospel. The kingdom of God is here. So, that's a distinction. You see, by the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it's the power of God. So, what sets a distinction in the gospel is when we preach repentance, the blood of Jesus has to be involved, because you can't have remission, cleansing and removing of sin without the blood of Jesus. So blood has to be shed for sin to be erased or removed. And the blood of bulls cannot do a good work. Blood of animals is limited. But the blood of Jesus has the ability to totally transform and remove the sin and cleanse the vessel. That's why we have to preach the blood. A lot of people are falling away from Christ that used to be followers of Jesus, and they're turning away to false doctrines of devils and false gospel, which says you can live like a devil as long as you love God. I mean, love without action is not love. If you love God, then you have to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So I'm not trying to sound like a prophet of doom, but I'm sounding as a man of God declaring the truth of Christ. Jesus is the only solution to today's problem, and you need to give your life to Jesus. Let's look at Matthew chapter 4. Now, while we're dealing with this, we're going to look at why a lot of Christians are confusing Christianity as religion and neglecting repentance as part of the package. Because this is not just a uniform you put on. There is battle, attack. attached to it. It says in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he fasted 40 days and nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If thou art the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread, that these stones become bread." And Jesus, and he answered, said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." So, what we see here is that sin had entered into the land, and Jesus came to deal with it. So the enemy came to check him out. The authority of the believer is to enforce the rules of God or the order of God by defeating the enemy. So the devil tried to come and tempt Jesus, putting him on spot. So Jesus Christ answered, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Today's number one temptation that is really taking people down is the temptation that has to do with bread, the belly. That's why young people are involved in drug dealing. Not only young people, older people too. They're involved in a cartel because they want to put bread on the table. They're willing to kill. That's what's behind prostitution. That's what's behind several things that are happening. Jesus told the devil, "It's not what you live for. You don't just live for bread, but you live for the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." So, why are you depressed because you don't have a job? What is God saying? Trust him. He will provide. So, if you trust God, he will provide, because he shall supply your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So what you have is a lot of people today that are dealing with that situation in their life, lack, and they don't know how to face it. Turn your eyes to Jesus, because he cares for you. If you put your trust in him, he will see you through. Set your affection on the things above. So he faced temptation, but he responded with the word of God. So most of people today base their relationship on Christ, not really on the fact that they're getting his word. No, because what they can get out of him. It's a user mentality. It's a user world we're living in today. The Lord wants to have a relationship with you. And that's how you're going to be able to prepare for the return of the Lord, because you have to prepare your heart for the Lord's return. Do you know him? Can you get to know him as your personal Savior and Lord? So let's look at verse 5. The devil took him into the holy city and he had him stand on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it's written, he will give his angels charge of concerning you, and on your hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against stone." Jesus said to him, "On the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to test." It's another thing that is going on today. Tempting the Lord, you know, fleecing him and using the word of God to benefit or to doubt or to question his integrity. And that's where the problem is today, is that most people try to navigate themselves into breakthrough without following the key principles of the scripture: honesty, love, surrender, truth. You see, I've come to this conclusion, and I see the Lord's wisdom in what he told the devil. He answered him and said, "You shall not put the Lord your God to test." So I share this and say, when you come to the Lord, don't just come to see whether the thing works. Come because He's the only option, and it's for real. Life is important. When you live this life, where are you going to go? So you have to have this confidence that you're in Christ. Christ is the hope of glory, and you have to stay in Him and remain faithful to Him and remain dedicated to Him and remain devoted to Him, because He loves you and is faithful to His word and to His promise. So you carry the cross and you follow Jesus. You carry the cross and follow Jesus. Believe the word of God for what it says. One more. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. He said to him, all the things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The devil left him, and behold, angels came and began to minister to him. So, if you look at the scripture there, it says, he showed him all the kingdoms and their glory. All the kingdom and their glory. That is the strategic plan of the enemy, is to defile you. And he wants to destroy you. He wants to defile you, and he wants to destroy you. So, their kingdom and their glory. So we see the kingdom of the world and their glory. Turn on television today. Turn on technology. You know, you can see what's happening in the world. Look at those buildings in the Middle East, Abu Dhabi, China, the technology, the advancement we see today. The glory that the enemy is showing you from the world is destruction, but it cannot save you. Don't worship it. Don't be fascinated by things that you see in this world that are obstruction to your relationship with Christ. The cares of this life, the traps the enemy has put out there to hinder you and to defile you, they gotta be dealt with. You see, when you love God, you will not be afraid. Perfect love casts out all fear. So, the signs of the end times, we see them here. You shall hear of wars and rumors of war. And then we also see plagues, earthquakes, natural disasters, and several things happening, mysterious things happening today in the world. We cannot neglect the fact that these are the last days and Jesus is coming back soon. What you need to do is to seize on this moment right now and begin to witness and get souls to Christ and get your heart right, because these are the last days. If you're going through some challenging things in your life, you can trust God to deliver you and to restore you. The Bible said, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And I got a message for those that don't know Jesus, that God wants to give you hope. He wants to restore you. It says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5, blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. So the Lord will satisfy your soul if you hunger for righteousness. It is a yearning inside for a relationship, for an affection, for spending it to have that relationship and affection with the Lord. You can develop it, and God will satisfy you. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let's look at this. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So at the end of the day, what is in your heart? Is there offenses? Is there bitterness? Are you holding a grudge? These things got to be removed. Because if you want to see God, you got to be pure in heart. No offense is worth going to hell for. Let me say that one more time. No offense is worth going to hell for. So, if you're pure in heart, you shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. What is taking your peace? What is taking your peace? What is that thing that is taking your peace, that is constantly haunting you? God wants to give you peace. God wants to give you peace. And number two, when you learn to forgive people and release them, you're going to be at peace. And number, the other thing you have to understand, the kingdom of God, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, let's look there. This piercing darkness, you can call for prayer 561-337-9018. Verse 4, and I'm going to read from verse 2. Now when John in prison heard of the works of Christ, he sent a word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?" So John is sending messengers to find out whether this is Jesus or someone else. Jesus answered. And Jesus answered and said to him, to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who keeps from stumbling over me." So, the message that Jesus sent to John through his messengers had to do with the works that were being done as proof that this is Jesus. We're talking about the true supernatural, not the false supernatural. You understand, the false supernatural camouflages and does not emphasize repentance. It just falls. And I'll talk about that another time. But what we see here, the Lord came to reconcile, to bridge the gap between man and God, which had been caused by sin. So there has to be repentance. When the true gospel is preached, there has to be repentance. If there is no repentance, that's not the gospel. Then he says something here. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. Leprosy standing for sin. God removes sin. He heals the sick, sets the captives free. Maybe you don't believe in miracles. One day you will believe when you need one. But like I always say, faith cometh by hearing the word. So by you tuning in this broadcast, don't touch the dial. You're going to get to believe, because now somebody who believes is teaching the word, which can unlock you from the prison of unbelief so you can receive your miracle and your deliverance. But verse 6 is a blessed is he who keeps from stumbling over me, who is not offended. So in me, the issue here is when you begin to deal with offense, it comes in different packages. The enemy can rearrange it differently. Just suppose that people that are mad at God or they resent God, that can block you from receiving the kingdom of God. You don't have to be mad at God. If something is happening in your life and you don't understand, ask him to give you grace, because God gives grace to the humble. His grace is sufficient for you. I want to encourage you that regardless of what you're going through, the grace of God is sufficient for you. mysteries and things that you don't know answers for, you can trust God to help you. So don't get angry at God. Don't resent him. That will delay your deliverance. That will delay your miracle. So God is faithful to his word and to his promise. He's going to come through for you. The Bible says you shall reap if you faint not. In due season, you shall reap. When you plant seed in the ground, give it time to grow and expect that. Probably John was frustrated. He's in prison and he don't know what is going on. We don't know why he sent the disciples, but the message we get from here is that endurance is out of character, and then understanding that the Lord will not fail. He'll come through for you. You have to trust him and lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You have to trust God. So what we're dealing with here, we're dealing with some of the attacks you're going through that could be caused by witchcraft, wickedness in the high place, the enemy trying to pin you in a corner. God will pull you out of the pit and chain and deliver you. You know, abandoning your faith means you're abandoning your purpose. This is the reason why God put you on earth, when you walk away from him. You know, some people get offended at God and walk away from him, the backslide. They stop believing because they have opened up the door for the enemy to use this window to enslave them into sin. Now look at this. God loves you, and nothing can separate you from the love of God. No depth, no wickedness can separate you from the love of God. But you have to reach out and step out of your comfort zone and step into the realm of faith, where things happen but your understanding is not involved. Why did God put man to sleep, then he made a woman? So probably, maybe if you can't see what God is doing, it could be a cancer, wisdom, development of your faith. So you move by faith, not by sight. Because when I pray for the sick, some of them receive instant manifestation, and some of them is gradual. Like I always say, he makes a decision on how you're going to receive it, based on your faith and based on what he's doing. I've seen people come out of wheelchairs instantly, paralyzed people instantly healed, and I've seen some gradually healed. Some it takes weeks, some months. But God is the healer. So we'll take limits of God. Some blind eyes open instantly and some gradually. Why? Because Jesus is the healer. I was talking to this young man, you know, his left eye was blind, and I prayed for him, and gradually it's getting better. Glaucoma is removed, and sometimes it's instant. But when you get offended because God didn't do it instantly, then you will miss what God is purposing to do. When you get offended because you didn't get a job you prayed, you believed God for, and that you never got the job, maybe God has something better. Maybe you wanted to marry that man and somebody else took him. Oh, where was God? You know. So some people get really offended because they didn't get something to happen for them, and they choose not to believe anymore. Let me tell you something here. When you come to God, he can tell you yes, no, or wait. And when he says yes, it comes at his time. Very important for you to understand that. So don't get offended and stop believing God. No, you can continue to believe. Don't be fleecing him and say, oh, if I want that light to be green, if it's red, then God is not there. No. If it's red, God is still there. But maybe God is stopping something that you're not aware of. So in his wisdom and how he governs and manages things, your duty is to yield and to surrender. And before I finish this broadcast, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. If you're hearing me on this radio live, as far as what you may be or watching me on social media, if you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent, renounce my sin, remove my name from the book of death, write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again. Now, if you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again, and walk in faith and not in doubt, and carry the cross and follow Jesus, because he's coming back soon. Now watch this. We have a website. You can go and download some of our, you know, our newsletters, printing material, and also you can order some products. You can be able to submit your request. And I want to remind you that we have service every Sunday. You can come join us, go to the website, get more information, or find a Bible believing church where they preach the gospel wherever you are, and go and plug in and develop and grow your faith in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I want to remind you that we have a TV show every Sunday at 5 o'clock. You can join us and watch it. God bless you. And also we want to encourage you to attend our crusade that's coming up at the Crave Center August the 10th and 11th. So we're getting word out early, and people are going to be coming in from all over the country and the world to experience the glory, and the Lord is going to be doing incredible things. We don't serve men, but we serve God, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus has never failed, and he will never fail. He has never failed, and he will never fail. So I want to encourage you to step out of your comfort zone and believe God for the impossible. The best is yet to come. Jesus is Lord. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, thank you for the people that are listening to me right now in this broadcast. They're going through hard times, that have lost their faith, they feel like giving up, that you comfort them, you encourage them to step out of that defeat mentality and believe you for the impossible. I pray that their faith will not waver and they will not lose it, but they'll stand firm and seek you and love you and walk in your ways. May you crush the wicked altar on their head and drive out doubt and unbelief. In Jesus' name, we pray for the nation of Israel to open up the gospel. We pray for Israel that there shall be peace in Israel and protect her from our enemies. We thank you and bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now to all of you wonderful listeners, this is Apostolic coming to you live on Piercing Darkness Show. And I come to you the same time every week. And just remember to stay tuned, for the Lord is coming back soon. Go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or you can call us on 561-337-908. You can write to us on P.O. Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida. I look forward to hear from you. That's P.O. Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida. Jesus is Lord, and the best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. So I look forward to hear from you again, and I'll be back next week at the same time. May the good Lord bless you. Shalom. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.